bristles there.
Mm-hmm. And his teeth, a big long.
Tushy. Mm-hmm. Say them things, it's pretty severe, can't
you? Yeah. We had one of our fellows in the department was over in Ethiopia teaching for a couple of years. He shot a wild one over there and brought back the head. Man, those things are sharp. I didn't realize
that. But they're long,
sharp.
Too.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, that clam's the one of them suckers ever get hold of your leg, your arm. Mm. They just about take it.
Oh,
most
yeah.
of them, when they keep a hog very old like that, boy, they'll knock them out. They just take a pair of, or any kind of vice strips or anything and just break them off, just snap them off.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a lot safer.
Why? I bet that hurts.
Oh, I bet so. Boy, that thing's dangerous. In fact, I'm more afraid of hogs than I am bulls. Boy, he can jump at you, they claim. I never had one jump at me, but I see him get pretty mad and they'll foam at their mouth.
Mm-hmm. How do you feed your pigs?
You mean, in what kind of a deal you feed them in?
Yeah.
Oh, you feed them in a hog trough. Yeah, an open top. Or a lot of them, well, you got to try a few pigs that feeding on a market, fatten them out, they feed a regular self-feeder.
Mm-hmm.
Little pigs just help itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Have you ever saw one of them?
No.
They're made out of tin, galvanized, regular factory jobs, but they've got apartments on them where the little pigs, he's got a place he sticks his nose, but the thing of it is, they got lids on each one of them, see? That old pig learned to lift that lid and he'll eat, and that lid will be set on top of his head. And you'll hear them things banging all time and night and morning. See, every time you back up, that old lid will fall down.
Mm-hmm.
But them suckers learn that pretty fast, to lift that lid up with their nose. Stick their heads
yeah.
in there.
You don't have to teach them at all.
That way you get a rain or snow, your feet
mm-hmm.
don't get wet, see?
Mm-hmm.
But they sure do work the tar out of them lids. You hear them banging all the time.
And then when the trough is empty, the feed keeps coming down.
Keep right? feeding itself down. Yeah, it's a good way to feed out a big bunch of hogs. It'll save a lot of labor there.
I'll bet.
It sure does, and you don't have no waste. You take your regular feed box, like I use around here, an old pig get a foot in it, or you
mm-hmm.
get a mouthful of feed and back out of it.
Tip it over.
But your self-feeder is a lot better.
What do you call that old sloppy stuff around in the pig pen that the pig wallows in?
That regular old mud?
Yeah. Is that ever called Bob Lolly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That can get pretty stinking sometimes, can't
yeah.
it? Fly time. Our hog steak anyway.
Well, what would you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
You mean what you call it when he make that noise?
Yeah.
Well, he usually bawls.
Mm-hmm. How about a cow when she's hungry?
Well, she's doing the same thing, bawling too.
How about a horse when he's hungry?
Well, he's nicker.
What do you call a hen that you've got on a bunch of eggs to raise chickens?
Setting hen?
Mm-hmm. Do you put anything in the nests here to keep the hens coming back in them and laying?
Well, they got what they call a crap nest. But
well, that's where the egg rolls down?
Yeah, no hen can't get out, I believe.
Oh.
I've heard of it, not even used it, but as a way to do that, you see, if you want a bunch of hens, you've got to keep track of how many eggs lay. When that old hen in her lay, I don't think she can get out, and that way you'll know if she laid or not.
Mm-hmm.
You got there, she's still in there.
Mm-hmm.
But them other deals, we don't use them around here. Never did anyway.
Did you ever have anything that you put in the nest? Maybe when you were a kid, you put something like an egg in there to get the hen to come back to it?